Chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God tried Abraham, and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and there offer him up for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went to the place that God had told him of. Verse 4. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place from afar. And Abraham said to his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father, and said, My father! And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself with the sheep for a burnt offering. And they went both of them together. And they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there, and piled the wood. And he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand, and took the knife to slaughter his son. And the angel of Jehovah called to him from the heavens, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Stretch not out thy hand against the lad, neither do anything to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said at the present day, On the mount of Jehovah will be provided. Verse 15. And the angel of Jehovah called to Abraham from the heavens a second time, and said, By myself I swear, saith Jehovah, that because thou hast done this, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, I will richly bless thee, and greatly multiply thy seed, as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is on the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves, because thou hast hearkened to my voice. And Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up, and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Verse 20. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she also has borne sons to thy brother Nahor, Uz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlef, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his concubine named Rumah, she also bore Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash and Maacah.